Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You will drain it.
Famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And before we get into the breaking news, I just want to play this clip from the podcast Good Children. Here it is.
You say gabagool.
No, I know what gab, like I've heard that before, like, but what
so
is it?
It's capricola.
Capricciola.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I love them.
They're funny. Here's TikTok works. I listened to a few episodes of the show because of that.
Me too. Good Children.
Because they're like Long Island boys. That's why they say like
gabagool. They're fun. And they got Julia Fox. I listened to the whole episode of that and they met her at a party, I think. And then shout out to them. They kind of bombarded her and were like, you have to be on our podcast. And she, to her credit, did her research, looked them up, did, you know, obviously like checked on it and was like, actually, I'll do it. Be on their podcast.
I'll do it. Oh, Julia Fox loves doing research. Did you see, as I expected, she released a statement on the Met Gala and said that it was like classist, etc. And a bad look.
Of course she did. And then she wore a tube top made out of ties in Los Angeles. She said, bitch, I'm Avril Lavigne.
And Timmy, Los Angelino that he is, couldn't be me.
Saw her. Spotted her.
And was like, I think I just saw Julia Fox. What was she wearing? And he was like, he described
brown skirt.
He said brown skirt.
He didn't say tie top. He said brown skirt.
He didn't notice
the ties. I don't know how you missed. She's wearing a bunch of ties around her tits, but
he didn't
brown skirt,
see that
he
part.
Said.
We set the photo and he was like, yeah, that's what I saw her wearing.
Clear glasses, long brown hair, brown skirt.
God. Okay, the actual breaking news.
Chrishell and G Flip are married.
They're married.
Chrishell and G Flip.
I hate doing Netflix promo, and I hate that this is all really just selling Sunset Spawn. But oh my god,
they're married, and that the fact that that is Netflix Spawn is like really not great for my view of them. You know, I love them. They are like number one Who's right now in the realm of Who's that we talk about. Mm-hmm. Wow, like, but what's going on here? I want you to do the. I just want you to be clear. Happy for them, but
of course,
G Flip announced their tour 15 minutes before the marriage post. Mm-hmm. Okay, the single like "Be Your Man," which is literally their like the single that G Flip wrote about Chrishell, was also released the same
like
day,
10 minutes before,
three hours before the marriage post. And guess what comes out in eight days? Selling Sunset Season 6. There is just. That is too many things. If it was just the song, if it was just the show, if it was just the album, the tour, whatever.
It's the tour, They also just announced their tour.
That's what I said. Yeah, 15 minutes before the marriage post, G Flip announced a tour. Their first ever U.S. Plus a little bit of Canada tour.
Yeah. Are we going to go see them at Music Hall of Williamsburg? I would go.
That's very you to say that.
I will say I would go.
You would say that you would go.
I understand. Cause I get you emotionally. I'm not a man. But I can if you want me to be. I know how you think and what you like and what your body needs. Convince you.
Number one, they get a pass for me because you get gay rights. You get like queer marriage, later in life coming out story. Love to see that. Right?
Our favorite reality star. Yes. Obviously, the protagonist from one of the greatest reality shows.
A reality star actually like from a show that I actually like and watch. But all of this stuff, all of these sort of coincidences, the like... monetization of it all. It's giving Lucas Gage. And I feel like I can't be a hypocrite. It's giving Lucas Gage.
But there is nothing more gay rights. I mean, tell me I'm wrong. There's nothing more gay rights than gay people treating marriage like straight people have for decades. Like, get like Lucas it's Gage, true. Chris Schell, treating marriage like it's a tool in the arsenal of promotional pieces.
Oh, if we that can get married as easily as you can get married now, well, we're going to go ham. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think that's fucking it's gay progressive. Rights. And I think, if anything, like, we can be side-eye at these people all we want,
and we
but
will
we
be.
Celebrate their love, and we celebrate the fact that they can get, that to them, marriage is as disposable as it is to us, you know?
Yes.
As an ally.
And you're
I'll
right.
say that.
And the central difference between these two and Lucas and Chris is that I like
you
these two.
You can get an annulment fast right. as hell. Right, I know. I was going to say,
like
they
them.
Are, oh my God, do you think that, are you like, Chris Schell and G are the like, the good, the good to the demon. What is
they're
it?
The angel.
What is
they're the angel and
the angel
Chris
to the devil.
The devil. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
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 And Emma Hernan's right in the middle. She's got both on each side. Yeah.
She's saying, "I'm dying. I've been waiting to post all day for this post all day." Meaning she knew. Mm-hmm. Covered in goosebumps since the moment I watched. Watched what? Watching your love is like watching the best love story in the world. I love you both to the moon and back. Congratulations. Like Emma's like, I was there.
Mm-hmm. Emma's like, I'll cater your wedding. Empanadas. I think, yeah, Emma provided the empanadas at the wedding, for sure.
Chris Schell posted, love doesn't always go as planned. Sometimes it's immeasurably better. Be Your Man is out now in LinkedIn stories. Literally in the post
in
which
post.
One of the slides is a wedding kind of, look, we're married. She is begging you to go stream G Flip's new single, Be Your Man.
Please go stream! Begging. Exclamation. I love you so much, G Flip. Please
if
go
you
stream.
Ever get the pleasure of meeting G, know that you are meeting one of the kindest, funniest, and most talented, hardworking people out there. Please go stream. I love you so much, G Flip.
Uh-huh. Will they break up?
I don't know.
In a couple of years, in a couple of seasons? Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, but I just wish they had separated this a little bit more from each of their respective careers. It's a little cloying. It's a little like, there's all the time in the world, you know?
Right.
Like, why put these all on top of each other?
It
like
was
this?
So nice. Like, I felt so good when I saw that. I was like, oh, good for them. And then when I realized the timing, I was sort of like, oh, well, eh. It took a little bit of the luster away. But, you know, we're going to watch season 6 of the show and be like, I love these two. I love these two.
No, we're going to watch these two and fall in love with them on the show. Mm-hmm. They're going to be like, babe, 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 from what I heard. It's a lot of babes.
A lot of babes.
Babe, 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 babe.
You are listening to Who's There with you, Colin Sher, where we take your questions, comments, and concerns at 619. Who, them, let's start with comments. Here we go.
Hi, Bobby, Lindsay, Timmy, long time, medium time. You don't have to play this on the show, obviously, but I just had to pause the pod and let you know that Jerry Halliwell's husband, Christian Horner, has never actually driven in Formula One. He has been a driver before in one of the other leagues, but he is famous for being a team principal for Red Bull Racing, which is the current, like, best team on the grid. And team principal is kind of like the head coach. He's the guy in charge and kind of a memeable icon now in the sport. But famously not an F1 driver. So, and if you don't follow F1, I wouldn't expect you to know that he's not a driver. I'm just impressed. You knew Jerry Halliwell's husband? Was that all connected? So, anyway, grateful for Shana. French French.
You're wrong, but you're right. You're wrong,
thank
but
you
you're
so
right.
Much. This is truly a person who gets me where knows I need to be rewarded for even knowing anything at all. I didn't know that. I thought he drove the car. I'm wrong about that. But you know what? This caller said, Lindsay, shout out to you for even knowing anything at all about anything. And I said, and to that I say thank you. I need that support.
So many calls about this, correcting Lindsay. But we played the one where they said, but Lindsay, you did good. You also did good.
Well, also, Timmy was like, as an F1 stan, Lindsay, you could not be more wrong. But I'm just like trying to, I was trying to conjure any names involved with driving at all. And mm-hmm. I would say I got that far. And if I watched the show, maybe I would learn. But I'm not watching that show because no. I'm busy, you know?
Busy watching Selling
Sunset.
I'm
busy. Sunset. I got to watch season 6 of Selling Sunset. And I got to play 45,000 hours of Zelda. You know.
Happy Tears
to
the
time.
Kingdom Day, everyone, by the way.
I literally, do you know how many hours of Zelda I have in for me? TV, it's not even going to be in my life anymore. ATV, sure. But not TV. Not TV.
Are you going to play docked or are you going to play like on the device? How do you play
Zelda?
Well,
I sold my TV. I think I sold my TV today.
You sold
your
TV.
I think I'm going to be handheld.
Facebook Marketplace.
So I either need to get a new TV. Yeah, I either need to get a new TV or I need to haul ass to the to the TV store, or I need to plan my thing.
Just plan the thing.
Maybe I'll bring my thing with me, and I'll make people. I'll plug into their TVs. Like I'm like Zelda, leave me alone. They can play with me.
That'd be fun. A nice way to make new friends.
Yeah.
Happy Zelda Day. Next calls.
OMG, Bobby, I'm listening to this week's Who's There, and you're talking about the Little Richard concert at UT, which I was actually like part of the planning committee for, and very vividly remember our president of the concert planning committee being like, guys, I have the act for this year, and everyone was so excited. We thought it was going to be like, I don't know, like the Yeah Yeah Yeahs or the Walkman or somebody. And he was like, Little Richard. And everyone was like, okay. But then cut to like the day of the concert and we're getting everything prepped for Little Richard. And he has this insane rider and like all of the things that he needs are like very goofy. But like obviously we're going to a comedy. And one of the things that he wanted was a wheelchair to take him, like, from his chauffeured vehicle to the stage and back. And all we could find was, like, the wide-load wheelchair for, like, you know, whatever. And so the hallways, the teeny tiny hallways at, like, the tower building, we would be wheeling him through. And my friend who was wheeling him in the wheelchair kept accidentally, like, bumping him into walls. And every time his hand would, like, hit a wall, he would go, and, like, remove his hand very quickly while also doing, like, a tutti frutti, like, like, it was incredible. And, yeah, he was definitely at that point just, like, raking in the check. Like, he wasn't doing much. So really respect him. I am so glad and blessed to have had the opportunity to watch as his hands were almost, decapitated from his body by my friend wheeling him around in a wide-load wheelchair. Just thought you would enjoy that story. Love you both. Crunch, crunch, babies. Okay, bye.
so funny.
That's so good.
That's a good story.
Bobby, I can't believe you just hooed Natasha Leggero. She and her husband Moshe Kasher are like my favorite Bobby Lindsay that aren't Bobby Lindsay and are also married. But still, come on. Natasha Leggero is them. Crunch, crunch.
She's not a them, but she does podcast with her tall husband.
So straight Bobby Lindsay is like horrifying.
But that's the thing is, like, straight Bobby and Lindsay doesn't work because it's, like, then they're married and then it's, like, a podcast about, like, their dysfunctional marriage or whatever.
It's just, like, this is
We're not potting about that.
This is a tall guy.
It's just, like,
and a shorter
that's a tall
woman.
Guy. And a shorter woman. Which is,
but I see
which,
it.
Which, to be fair, that is I Bobby Lindsay coded. That's fine. Like, it you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you listen to their show? Endless Honeymoon?
No, I don't. Mm. No, but I did know that she... Like, one of the things I knew about her, aside from the fact that she's a comedian, was that she, like met a guy, like, later in her, like, not later in her life, but she got together with this guy, and they, like, launched a podcast, and he's a comedian, too, and something, something. Like,
and
I read,
something,
like, some profile.
Something.
I, like, skimmed some profile about them being, like, a cute couple.
Married comics keep love alive with romance and roasting on Endless Honeymoon Podcast.
It is funny because I'm like, while I understand like this caller is a fan of theirs and like they definitely have people who listen to this podcast, part of me is kind of like, is this what straight people do, like straight comedians do to keep their marriage alive? Is like start a podcast together and like work everything out on the podcast, you know? Like, is that part of it now?
That sounds true. That sounds reasonable. I do. There is a podcast that I do listen to. The only podcast that I listen to like that is a couple. It's Naomi Ekperigin and her husband. And
yeah.
Their podcast is pretty funny.
I just feel like when I see a couple podcasting together, I look at them and I go, is this your thing, right? This is just, you guys are just working something out. Like,
yeah.
This is your, like, I don't want to interrupt. I just feel like you guys are just working something out. Like, that's literally how I feel when I see that. Like, no offense. I just, like, I don't think I need to be here for this, you know?
I mean, that's a big, that's a big category of podcasts. Like two people, whether they're couples or friends, working things. They're working things out specifically.
Friends. No. I mean, friends, I think, is different. When I see a literal romantic couple that like ostensibly lives together and has podcasts together, I kind of am like, I'm going to shut the door behind me. Like, I'm just going to let you guys, you know, like work that.
I shouldn't be listening to this.
And also assuming they have couples therapy on top of that. I'm kind of like, yeah. I don't know. Feels like a lot. You guys need to see if you need a third place to discuss, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm not listening. I will say that. I'm not listening. I don't need this.
Thank you.
Gosh, they're married. They're new parents. And they've got a brand new Netflix special, the Honeymoon Stand-Up Special. Here's Moshe Kasher and Natasha Leggero. Nice to see you both.
Hi.
Thanks.
Great to be here.
So here's this is what I envisioned. You guys were both stand-up comics on your own separate careers and trajectories. And is there like a chuckle hut in Davenport where you're like, oh, it's her?
Oh, well, it wasn't a chuckle hut. We turned it from a chuckle hut into a love hut.
I see.
Let's move on to questions. Here we go. Listen to this.
Hi, ABLT. Long time. There's a Diane Warren category on Jeopardy Masters on the episode from Tuesday, May 9th. Y'all should do it together and see if you get the answers right. All right, crunch, crunch.
I got all of them. I think you could get all of them. So they started from the bottom and went up. Okay?
Okay.
Listen.
Diane Warren, 2000.
Here's Diane Warren.
I honored my own dad for believing in me and my music when I wrote Because You Loved Me, for this film in which Robert Redford played a news director who believed in Michelle Pfeiffer.
That's me logging in.
What is it?
That is me buzzing in. What is Clear and Present Danger? Is that the movie?
You're so close.
What is it?
Listen to the real
what
answer.
Is it? Clear.
It's been a minute. Up Close and Personal, the name of that movie. Amy?
Oh, close. I'm so close.
Oh my God, Up Close and Personal, Clear presentation.
I've never seen it. But
oh, it's good. It's good.
No, I know. Okay.
You know Joan Didion wrote it?
No.
Yeah.
But I knew she was a screenwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Diane Warren, 16.
Back to Diane.
In a strange twist, both Leanne Rimes and Trisha Yearwood were up for Grammys for my song from Con Air that asks this title question.
What is How Do I Live?
Got it. Amy got it too.
Diane Warren, 12.
Here's Ms. Warren again.
I actually had to get on my knees and beg Cher to record this 1989 hit, which worked out pretty nicely for both of us.
What is
wait.
It? A song she wrote for Cher.
Oh, what is Believe?
No.
Matea.
What's If I Could Turn Back Time?
That's the song.
Diane Warren, 8.
Here's Diane.
My song Blame It on the Rain was the last number one hit for this Europop duo before it was revealed that they didn't actually do their own singing. Blame it on the rain. I didn't sing it either.
What is it?
Who is Billy Vanilli?
That's it. Listen to
her. Diane Warren, 4.
Finishing the category.
One of the top films of the 90s was Armageddon, which features my song, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, the first number one hit for this group. And I don't want to miss a thing.
What is it?
Who is Aerosmith?
Got it. All right. You only missed two, I think.
I'm mad that I missed that one. I'm mad that I missed If I Could Turn Back
Calling
Time. And Clear and Present Danger.
I mean, there's an argument to be made that Up Close and Personal could have been called Clear and Present Danger. So I think
it's the same movie.
I think you could switch the titles for those two movies and it would kind of make thematic
it's
sense.
The same movie.
It would be completely fine. It'd be totally fine.
Okay, that was so fun. We should do more pop culture Jeopardy replays on the show. Instead of writing our own quizzes, we should just play Jeopardy.
Oh, God.
Warren, Miss Atwater is here.
She was an unknown. With nothing but ambition, he was the professional who'd done it all.
You used to cover the White House.
I'm appointing Ryan the acting deputy director, intelligence.
The finding clearly states that our assistance is limited to supply and advice only.
What she needed to know.
She eats the lens.
He taught her. But then, everything changed.
I'm afraid if I dig any deeper,
Everyone's gonna like what I find.
Harrison Ford.
I'm appointing Ryan the acting deputy director intelligence.
The finding clearly states that our assistance is limited to supply and advice only.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
When I asked you how long you could stay, and you said long enough, how long is that?
Touchstone Pictures presents the story of a woman on her way up, a man who helped her get there, and a love.
There is no reason why it can't work. All you have to do is give it some space to work.
They couldn't leave behind.
I will not let you dishonor their memories by telling me you had nothing to do with it.
Do you want to be with me?
I didn't know that. You know I didn't know that.
This summer's most electrifying motion picture. Clear
Up Close
Present Danger.
And Personal.
We're going to tell you about a new show called Jocular, hosted by ER Fightmaster, whom we've talked about on the podcast before, Tien Tran and Katie Kershaw. They're comedians, they're writers, and they're also best friends who are obsessed with women's sports. Kind of like I'm becoming obsessed with women's sports.
You are.
They're exploring all things queer, trans, and women-focused in the world of sports, and in each episode, they'll cover the latest games, debate pressing issues, and review how they're all really horny for basically everyone in the game. This is every time I talk to someone who's a fan of women's sports, like a genuine fan of women's sports, not like a newbie like me, they're like, horny. I'm horny for all of them.
I know. They're always crushing on people in the game. But that's why it's like we need a podcast that's not us to kind of tell us what we're supposed to care about, who we're supposed to care about, who's hot and who's sexy and who we're paying attention to.
Yes, and that's what Jocular is for. Friends and experts will join to share their takes on sports ranging from women's basketball to soccer to power slapping. I don't even know what power slapping is, but I'm in. So tune in every Friday for new episodes of Jocular on Apple, Amazon, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts now. Mother's Day. It's American Mother's Day coming up. I know the UK has their own Mother's Day in March, but our Mother's Day is coming
and
up.
And we don't just celebrate, you know, biological mothers. We celebrate, you know, people who you could consider mother and those who are mother figures to you. Could be anyone.
If there's a mother in your life who you want to celebrate on Mother's Day, get them StoryWorth. My parents printed out extra keepsake books for them. So now I have one of their keepsake books in my coffee table.
Oh, I love
of
that.
Their stories, which were, I mean, they were meant for my nephews, but works for me. I like having those stories.
You can read
Everyone
those stories.
Loves these stories.
Any
in the
good
family.
Stories in there?
Not that I'm willing to share.
Oh.
Well, you know what? Here's a fascinating story. I found out, I don't want to reveal what it was, but I found out what my mom originally wanted to do when she grew up.
Which was what?
She wanted to be a flight attendant.
Oh, wow.
It didn't work out. Didn't work out. We love StoryWorth. It helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom, mother figure, ma, mother.
Capital M,
all
mother.
All mothers. For years to come. Every week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. You can write the questions. You can choose pre-written questions. It's really as much you or your mother are willing to put in. StoryWorth makes it all a breeze. They just need to respond to that email, long or short. Doesn't matter how verbose your mother is. You get a copy of those responses as they're submitted. And then at the end of the year, StoryWorth compiles all of those stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you can share and revisit for generations to come. You can print a copy for yourself. You can print a copy for the grandkids. You can print a copy for your friends. Print as many copies as you want. Families love StoryWorth. That's why it has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over a decade ago. So give all the mothers in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/who. That's storyworth.com/who to save $10 on your first purchase.
Hi, Who Weekly. It was just announced earlier today that Robert De Niro had his seventh child at the age of 79, but they have not released the name of the mother yet, although Just Jared is reporting that it's possibly Tiffany Chen. I did actually do a casual little Google on her to save you guys some time, but it sounds like she was the Tai Chi instructor from the movie The Intern, which, I don't know, sends me to like a different planet. I just can't imagine being like, you know, some kind of fitness instructor, just meeting Robert De Niro and then locking in your life with him. I don't know. Do we have any more info on her? That's all. Crunch, crunch.
I don't know how locked this is, but I will say is that everyone is up in arms about Nick Cannon. Everybody is so offended by Nick Cannon this, mm-hmm. Nick Cannon that. Robert De Niro is 79 on his seventh child. We should be looking over here. We should be turning our attention to this.
I don't want to give either of them too much attention, but this is kind of funny.
Bob De Niro has a 51-year-old child, by the
way. And a zero-year-old.
He has a child who could be a different one of his child's grandfather, even great-grandfather, if it really got compacted.
Yeah. My mom called me recently and was like, oh, I just want to let you know, I just saw, she saw, oh God, it was actually depressing. She saw someone I went to elementary school with at a funeral and goes, I ran into so-and-so, who's my age, like was in my grade in elementary school. And I was like, oh, okay, like, okay, why are you calling me? She's a grandmother. And I was like,
oh God.
What? And she was like, she's a grandmother. Her daughter just gave birth. And I was like, whoa. Whoa. And I was like, wait a minute. And I was sort of like, wait, what? I thought there was going to be something else. And she was like, I was going to text you, but I thought it'd be more fun
to
call.
A grandmother.
She's a grandmother. I mean, I haven't seen this woman in like 20 years, 30, 25 years.
So Bob De Niro now has his child zero and child 51. He is 79.
Mm-hmm.
His girlfriend, we could almost guarantee that it's a girlfriend who's the Tai Chi instructor from
The
intern.
We got confirmation from someone. And do you know who that someone was? Because Bob De Niro said he had a new kid, but he didn't say Tiffany Chen is the mom. He was doing a junket. And the person interviewing him said this. Listen, this is actually quite funny.
Listen, I know you have six kids, but like, have you...
I just had a baby.
Seven? Oh my goodness. Congratulations.
That's how it... actually, I have seven. I have seven.
Oh my goodness. You're having another kid? That's insane.
So when this was announced, it was like, well, it stands to reason that this new child was birthed by Tiffany Chen, who is his girlfriend, whom he met on the set of The Intern because she was a Tai Chi instructor. In case you haven't seen The Intern a million times like I have, it begins and ends with Robert De Niro doing Tai Chi because it helps center him.
Yes,
and
obviously.
It starts with him doing it alone in the park. It ends with him doing it with Anne Hathaway in the
class
park.
His future girlfriend.
With his future girlfriend, Tiffany Chen.
Even.
Okay? The person who confirmed that it was Tiffany was none other than co-star of that movie about my father, Kim Cattrall, Samantha herself. Someone asked her about the baby and she goes, God bless him. His significant other, Tiffany, is such a beautiful woman. She came to the set once with her family and watched filming and was so gorgeous and sweet.
She spilled the beans.
She spilled the beans.
She spilled the beans.
Because Robert isn't out here talking about Tiffany.
But Kim said, we love Tiffany. And she's a martial arts instructor in real life.
It's funny that we are all sort of like gagged by this when this is one of the tales as old as time. You know, like an old man just keeps on fucking and having kids until he literally takes his last breath.
It's true. And I did look up. This is his seventh kid. Nick Cannon's at 12. So I do think Nick Cannon is more of a danger in terms of repopulating the earth with his spawn because he's at 12 in the 40s. Bob's at 7 in his 70s, late 70s. So he doesn't have much more to go. He can't do much more seed spreading, you know.
Seed spreading.
See, Nick Cannon could double that number before we even turn our backs. You know what I mean?
The interesting thing about this to me, though, is that this comes 2 years after a very high-profile, like, legal battle. Grace Hightower is the woman with whom Robert De Niro was with for the longest time. They had some kids together. They were together. They broke up. They were together. They broke up. Finally, they're officially getting divorced. He's with Tiffany Chen. And this divorce is apparently quite messy because he owes a lot of like spousal support payments, like alimony payments. I think some child support stuff too, maybe. But mostly it's just like alimony payments to
and
her.
And so when you see some silly Bob De Niro movies in the next few years, you can chalk that up to some of that. Yeah.
And so in 2021 at this hearing, his lawyer was saying that because of this relationship, because of how much money this woman demands, because she has a, quote, thirst for Stella McCartney, my client...
Quote,
thirst for Stella McCartney.
Okay, Taste. Okay,
Here
Grace.
Is what the
okay,
lawyer
taste.
Said. Caroline Krause, told a Manhattan judge this, quote, Mr. De Niro is 77 years old, and while he loves his craft, he should not be forced to work at this prodigious pace because he has to. When does that stop? When does he get the opportunity to not take every project that comes along and not work 6-day weeks, 12-hour days, so he can keep pace with Ms. Hightower's thirst?
Well, don't have seven kids and divorce your wife.
Well, exactly. So this is sort of like, you just complained about working too much to pay for your old wife. Meanwhile, you just had a baby with a new woman right after you said that you can't afford to keep working and paying for this thing. I'm just like, this guy, he...
I'm sorry,
this makes
I
no
don't
sense.
Feel
I don't
bad
agree
for
this.
A rich Hollywood actor who has to work into his 80s because he's having kids into his 80s. Mm-hmm. Maybe stop having kids into your 80s if you don't have to pay for them.
Mm-hmm. Also, he's behind on his taxes, so he's also making money. This is classic. Rich celebrity stuff. Where it's like, I think you just get used to a certain lifestyle and then you just overspend. Well, then your accountant's like, make things a little messy for you. And then by the end
It's just funny because we're going to be seeing some really shitty Bob De Niro movies in the next few years. And you're going to know exactly why, because you heard it here first on Hulu.
We've been seeing shitty Bob De Niro movies for the past 10 years.
I know, for years. I know. The Intern was kind of a respite, you know?
Yes.
It was kind of good. I enjoyed it.
And then we have Sebastian Maniscalco, Robert De Niro in About My Father.
My parents are inviting us to the summer place for the big 4th of July weekend.
I can't leave my father.
This is the first summer since we have to say goodbye to your dear mother, and you're going to leave me to burn the sparklers and eat the hot dogs alone.
Why don't we just bring him?
Hey, Lindsay, Bobby, Timmy. Long time. I live in L.A., kind of close to where Sony and Amazon Studios are. And on this, like, one back street near me, there are two Chopra Jonas billboards for two different movies. And so I'm kind of just, like, wondering, is this the Priyanka-sance or, like, what's going on? Like, it's kind of crazy. They're literally – I'll try to send you guys pictures, but they are literally, like, 100 feet away from each other, if even. Just kind of random almost. I don't know. Would love to hear your thoughts. Crunch.
Well, can she have a sance if she never but she never happened once? You can't have a sance. Sance means you have to have happened and you're happening again, no?
I think Quantico was sort of like the first era because everyone was like, Priyanka Chopra's the next big
but
thing.
It hasn't even
look
been,
at this.
I'm sorry. We can't
it's
give
been like 8 years.
We can't do the Priyanka sance. Belongs to like actors who are like old. Like she's still under 40. Like she's like
She's under 50.
Sance is like, you know, literally an actor like coming back from the like from the dead to be like
I do
reconnaissance.
Think Priyanka never went away, but I feel like
right because you have to do a lot of shitty stuff to have a renaissance is what I'm saying. Like,
and she hasn't
in
really
the
done
terms
shitty
of,
stuff.
No,
ever.
I think what you're talking about is just kind of the like slow to superstardom that it almost feels like a little bit that she has, even though she's like no undoubtedly an A-list actress.
Because I think the press that Priyanka Chopra has gotten in the United States since she first got her high profile thing, which was Quantico, she has been treated as though she is much more famous than she is, which has worked to her benefit. But it's also revealed the fact that like, no, her trajectory to fame has actually been sort of normal and kind of slow and kind of expected.
Yes.
And now that she's getting this big movie, which was a flop, but every movie's a flop, so I don't judge her, and a big TV show at the same time is kind of just, I think, indicative of the fact that like, she kind of has just been working steadily until she got bigger gigs, just like everyone else, you know, just like everyone else. Yes, Love Again is a flop. I will see it. But Citadel, which is her Amazon show, is huge. So Citadel is actually performing well enough where they're like bragging about it. And no one ever tells you what like these hours actually mean or like, oh, social interest. What does this actually mean? But it is like high up on the IMDb movie meter. She's high up on the IMDb star meter. And I don't think that counts for nothing.
But I think you're exactly right about the like, she's been trying to happen for a really long time. And I think that that is something that is weirdly not part of the narrative somehow. They want every time she needs to be a breakthrough, you know?
Right. She has been getting the ultimate A-list press for as long as she's been here. But her career has just sort of been like keeping up, you know, like her actual work has just been rising steadily. I think there's just like a weird disconnect between the way she's been written about and the way that she's actually been like working. Having said that, I do think she's A-lister and I do think she can like sell a thing. I think that all of this would have happened with or without Nick Jonas. I think Nick Jonas was just a plus. And I think that their relationship is begrudgingly, I find it kind of cute. I think he's sort of a non-entity in all of this. A net positive, maybe. A net positive, but she doesn't need him. For proof of this, I was like, how high is she on famous birthdays? And I was like, just in terms of like famous actresses, because famous birthdays does do the gender binary here. She's number 21 on the list of famous actresses. It's so funny. The list of 24 famous actresses in order on famous birthdays. I'm just going to start from the bottom and go up. 24, Amber Heard. 23, Mila Kunis. 22, Winona Ryder. 21, Priyanka Chopra. 20, Florence Pugh. Anna Kendrick, Emma Stone, Lily Rose Depp, Margot Robbie, Lindsay Lohan, Anne Hathaway, Alexa Demi, Hailee Steinfeld, Kristen Stewart, Elizabeth Olsen, Vanessa Hudgens at number 9, most famous movie actress. That's 8, Sydney Sweeney, Joey King at 7, Megan Fox at 6, Megan Fox at 6, Scarlett Johansson at 5, Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Lawrence, Marilyn Monroe at 2, Marilyn Monroe at 2, and number 1, Emma Watson.
You can stop reading there.
Emma Watson. Emma Watson. I think she is a them, though. To answer the question, there's no Priyanka Sanz. It's been the slow, steady rise of Priyanka Chopra.
But I take offense at the Priyanka Sanz of it all, because I don't think you can have a Sanz if your career is still like in the growing phase. Mm-hmm. Like, she didn't go anywhere. You know what I mean? To have a Sanz, you have to be like, I don't know. Like, you had to have essentially retired, or like really
you had to have fallen out of favor. She's never fallen out of favor.
When Sylvester Stallone got that movie, that show that everybody started watching all of a sudden, what's it called? Like
Tulsa King.
Tulsa. Like Tulsa. That's
what's it called? Clear and Present Danger.
That's vaguely a sly assance. You know what I mean? Because he's been doing shit for years. Yeah. You know?
Like, complaining about Creed. Like, you know, that's a...
Right.
Focusing on his daughters, you know?
They're still... The reality show is still happening. Did you see they're doing a premiere event at some restaurant we both got invited to, not going? But, like, they're doing... It's like...
We got invited to a premiere of the Stallone Sisters show and we didn't go?
Yeah, we did.
When is it?
Well... No, because it's like they sent it to you like the day before. It's tomorrow. It's today.
Oh, it's today.
It's annoying. It's like, who's free today? You and a guest are invited to join the Stallone family at Torrisi for a VIP cocktail party to celebrate the debut of their new Paramount Plus docuseries, The Family Stallone. I still don't want to go to Torrisi to have a photo invite with one of the many daughters of Sylvester Stallone.
I would eat Torrisi food. I would wait in the line to eat Torrisi food.
But the thing is, they're saying...
Hi, Justine.
They're saying hors d'oeuvres, and I don't trust that's going to be like, you'd show up and you'd be like, are you fucking kidding me with
this? You're like, I want a plate of pasta.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to get like a rainbow cookie. I'm going to get a rainbow cookie and a piece of bread.
Did you say, hey, Sistine?
Hey, Sistine. But that, you're right. That's a sly song.
Hey, BLT. Melora Hardin has released a line of wallpaper. I have never heard of this Who side hustle before. I am completely obsessed with it. Crunch, crunch.
Not wallpaper.
I have to read just the first sentence and a half of her Instagram post. Her first sentence and a half announcing this, just like, if you didn't know the context, it's incredible.
I love her. So excited to announce
something I am very passionate about. The next words. My wallpaper is finally available for purchase. I've never heard. This is a new one.
Storyboards by Melora Hardin is finally available for purchase. I've always loved and created collage wall art since I was a kid. I love expressing myself visually, and it always keeps me creatively stimulated, especially while on location between filming scenes for the bold type. Babe, that show's been canceled for years. You don't need to promote it.
She was collaging in her trailer.
Can you imagine walking into Melora's trailer? Melora, we need you on set. And she's fucking collaging.
That woman is like clearly single-handedly keeping Mod Podge alive.
The thing about Melora is what I love about her spawn, which now we've like covered repeatedly, and she's had a slew of it, is that I genuinely think that the spawn that she does is stuff that she likes. Mm-hmm. And she is really, she's doing it. Obviously, there's money involved, and I think that's cool. But I also think a lot of this is like very inherent to her nature, where she's like, wants to work with this, wants to do that, and is very much like, I can be a really good spokesperson for you. Mm-hmm. Because this is like, I've always been a collage artist, but my collages became more of a serious and passionate endeavor when I was making my documentary, Hunter's Thunder, working title, about the real-life serendipity that led to an unlikely, deep, and healing friendship that uncovers a long, silent secret and explores and celebrates how women heal and hold one another up. What?
I gotta see. She doesn't give many details about this documentary that she's working on. It's a working title, it says. I gotta say, though, when I saw this, I was like, I bet you Lindsay likes this wallpaper.
I like it. I don't hate it.
Right. It's not like hideous.
I don't hate it.
It's actually kind of cool.
It's very statement wall. It's mm-hmm. very...
Have you ever tried to install like sticky wallpaper?
You told me not
hell
to.
On
you
earth.
You literally told
you see
me
TikToks
to
and
not
Instagrams.
Do that.
Ooh, a statement wall. Just get this sticky wallpaper. And then you get the wallpaper and then you're like, this is going to be so easy. And it's instantly the most harrowing experience of your entire life. There's bubbles everywhere. You can't do it. You start screaming. So she was interviewed by, let's describe the collages. They're large format. They're big. It's like.
How do you describe collages? You have like one that's like.
Water and angels and rainbows and
with a rainbow and wings and then a bridge and then the rocks and then a birds and then a thing.
So I was reading her Architectural Digest interview, which just came out this week, conducted by Rachel Davies. And the headline is, Melora Hardin's home is a treasure trove of wallpaper and coronation heirlooms. And I was like, wait.
What?
Coronation heirlooms. And she mentions, first of all, she says this cute story, which I was like, God, that sounds amazing. She and her husband sit in the jacuzzi every single night. Also, celebrities lie. Sit in the jacuzzi every single night and talk about their day before they go to bed.
Yeah.
And I was like,
okay,
wait.
Okay, watching Love is, they're watching Love is Blind, but sure, whatever.
And
they're
I was like,
in the jacuzzi.
Who is Melora Hardin's husband? Because she mentions him twice in this. His name is Gildart Jackson. They've been married since 1997. And there's another line in here where she says, what is the oldest thing in your house? Oh my God. I have a lot of old things at my house. My husband's grandfather was knighted by Queen Elizabeth and attended her coronation. Where he was given a chair with her favorite color of blue velvet and her initials embroidered on the top. We have that and lots of other amazing antiques. I love antiques.
Wait, she has a chair from Queen Elizabeth in her house?
Yeah, because her husband's grandfather was knighted. I can't find her husband's grandfather's name anywhere. He's locked it down. But he's also an actor who's weirdly best known for being an audiobook narrator. And he has an Instagram account where he just reads for an hour every day by the fire, and he still does it. He reads public domain books.
I believe that Melora Hardin and her husband, who reads books every day for an hour, sit in the jacuzzi every day and talk about their day.
Absolutely.
Hello, and welcome to Fireside Reading.
Imagine getting home from your busy day and curling up to some of the greatest stories ever written, read to you in front of the fire. Great literature.
The Great Gatsby. By F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Poem.
What will survive of us is love.
Children's book.
Once upon a time, there were four little rabbits.
Speech.
And guess what? They don't need a podcast together. Because they sit in the jacuzzi every night and talk to each other about their day. They don't need a podcast together. They don't need it.
Having said that... I love her voice, and he has one that he has already monetized. I'd listen to it. I wore my Tecovas, my new brown Tecovas boots, the Chelsea boots, to a dinner a few days ago.
Oh,
and
God,
I got
go.
Complimented. Well, they were great. They fit well, but they got complimented. And I was like, well, they're Spawn, number one. But two, I really do love them. Thank you for complimenting my boots. I love my Tecovas boots. I know Lindsay loves hers too. I love what Tecovas put in their ad copy here. It's about festival and concert season being all about the boots, especially with a big album that came out very recently that I won't name, but
this
if you love
Texas.
This album, you're going to, this ain't Texas, you're going to want your Tecovas, you know? This ain't Texas, these Tecovas. They have seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All of their boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. They have first wear comfort, so you don't have to like break them in and wear them in. They're comfortable right out of the box. I can say that from experience. It's true. And their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. And if you live in a place with a Tecovas store, you should probably go there because they give you a drink, they help you out, they help you pick the perfect boots that you want, and it smells good because there's leather everywhere. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, and regular live music and events, so there's no in-store experience quite like it. But if you can't make it into a store, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, Limpy Bobby. I'm just calling from the bathroom at work at 6:30 a.m. because I saw a headline that said, Marsha Gay Harden says that all her kids are queer, which I thought was fun because... her middle name is Gay. It also reminded me of a fun fact about Marsha Gay Harden, which is that her dad, her brother, and her ex-husband all have the name Thaddeus. So her kids, their dad, their grandpa, and their uncle are all named Thaddeus. Okay, crunch, crunch.
It is funny that her middle name is Gay, isn't it? Pretty
it's
funny.
Fucking hilarious.
It's pretty funny. Good for Marsha Gay Harden. Went on the Dragons and Dangerous telethon, helped them raise like almost like $500,000.
Our next guest is, well, she's done it all.
She's a three-time Emmy-nominated star of television, a Tony Award-winning Broadway star, and an Academy Award winner for Pollock. And of course, Flubber.
Flubber? I hardly know her. Please welcome the only gay that doesn't give me a hard-on, Marsha Gay Harden.
So happy you're here.
Why?
Oh my God. So Marsha, yes. You really, it's so extraordinary that you got here and you went above and beyond to be with us today. I'm just curious, what drives you to be such an incredible ally and advocate for our community?
This is such a crazy question because I don't see what the big problem is.
Yeah.
What is the big, well, why are we even having to do this to advocate for human beings and lifestyle and imagination and creativity? But what drives me is because it's right. Because what is happening right now is wrong, and the reductive behavior in the States that's happening right now is wrong. What drives me is my children are all queer. My eldest child is non-binary, my son is gay, my youngest is fluid, and you know, they're my kids, and they teach me every day.
Absolutely.
Who do I not want to mess with? Marsha Gay Harden.
I just was dying at the tweet where it was like, Marsha Gay Harden reveals all our kids are queer.
Wasn't there some sort of quote afterwards? Like,
and her kids are
I
so cute.
Them.
One's wearing a little top hat. It's so cute. Harden is mom to Eulala, Julita, and Hudson, whom she shares with director Thaddeus Scheel. It's like everyone's name is like a journey. Eulala, Julita, Hudson, and Thaddeus Scheel. No one's getting off scot-free here in this family. We're all gay. All our names are impossible.
Now, have you ever put your mom in drag?
Not in drag, no.
Uh-huh.
That's something that we might do soon.
Okay.
I'm like, hello, my middle name is Gay. Thank you. Come on. Yeah.
What would you say is your favorite Marsha Gay Harden performance? And is she a who or a them?
I think Marsha Gay Harden is a them.
Okay.
Do you know agree?
No, I think I'm fine with that. I would have accepted like prestige who. But no, I think she's been around long enough that she's a them, for sure. She's an Oscar.
And my favorite Marsha Gay Harden performance is, well, you know she's Slay on the morning show.
Maggie.
That's not my favorite.
Maggie on the morning show. Number one journalist. No one's ever been a journalist.
I mean, come on. If we're being real, First Wives Club?
Who is she? She's a psychiatrist, right? She's like, hit me, Annie.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes, and then she fucks the husband.
That is a good one. Grow from love. Screw the world.
Work from love.
Okay. Work from love.
Good. Grow from love.
Grow from love.
Screw the world.
I can't say that. I'm sorry, Leslie.
Annie?
What?
Annie, you are still doing it.
I know.
You have a problem with unexpressed anger.
Yeah, she's good.
Oh, God,
you're
right.
She does a lot of TV. I think that's also the thing with her is that she's on TV for a long time. She's always on TV.
I did watch three episodes of, what's the one? So Help Me, Todd. I did watch three episodes of that. No, I think my favorite Marsha Gay Harden, I'm scrolling through her IMDb. It's probably lame. It's probably, you know what it is? It's either Mona Lisa Smile.
Mystic
or,
River.
No, it's either Mona Lisa Smile or it's Miller's Crossing, which I love. Which I love Miller's Crossing. Oh, she's so fun in Miller's Crossing. Okay, Marcia Gay Harden, them. All of her children are queer. Love that. Who else was at this telethon?
Yes.
We had performances from Margaret Cho, Adam Lambert, Charlize Theron, Sarah Silverman, and Melissa McCarthy.
Uh-huh.
All of those.
Yes.
Thems, I think. Even Adam Lambert.
I feel like Adam Lambert like is themy right? at this right? point. But I don't know. I don't know. We're being generous.
What about
I don't
Michelle?
Know. Oh, that's hard. That's because she's kind of niche them. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, that's how
them,
I feel about
really.
Kind of the drag queens. Like, I look at these names like Bob the Drag Queen, Jinx Monsoon. And to me, I think, well, that's them. Even though I don't really watch Drag Race, I'm familiar with these people. Are Drag Race contestants thems, though?
Well, this is a conversation we've had before where it's like, is there a drag queen who's a them? And it's like, yes,
RuPaul.
It's RuPaul. And has anyone since RuPaul, you know, kind of gotten enough, you know, buzz to be a them? And it's like, even the biggest drag queens, you know, I don't know. I don't think so. Because it's like, even
it's like Bravo,
you know,
or something. It's like Bravo celebrities.
Shangela was in Star Is Born, and like, but I don't know. There even hasn't been like a breakout drag queen to have like a scandalous story, even, or like a tabloid thing. Like, no drag queens are like, you know, like.
Yeah. Ooh, there was one about Shangela just recently, but
I saw that. I fucking saw that. Yeah. The kind of Bravo celebrity thing where it's like you either get into trouble big enough where it becomes a thing, or you date somebody actually famous or whatever. That hasn't happened in the drag queen world. And weirdly, as big as drag has gotten, it still feels a little bit contained.
Yeah. I'm willing to say that the drag queens are somehow a little themier. I don't know that I'm willing to call like the winning drag queens on RuPaul's Drag Race thems, but I think they make me think of Bravo because it feels like you have to be part of this very small bubble, not very small bubble, but very contained bubble to get it. But there's a difference with Drag Race because the Bravo celebrities, their entire lives play out on TV seasonally, like season by season by season by season. The drag queens kind of just get one, maybe an All Stars or something. They do so much outside of the show that I think it's a little themier. You know, like the drag queens are queens outside the like confines of RuPaul's like drag queen infrastructure. They make their own way. They kind of have to. They're forced to because you can't just do everything there. So because of that, I think
and there's
they're
not
seen
like
in
a traditional
places.
Route for
yes.
them either. Right. That's true.
So
that's
I think it's
true.
A little themier, but I also think like. I think it's still kind of a niche area.
Hi, Lindsay, Bobby, Timmy. I would like, I have a question. It is, can you rank the Bop It sounds from Who to Them? The ones that I think there are Bop It, Twist It, Pull It, and Pass It.
There's Flick It?
Yeah, Flick It. I'm hearing from an outside source that there's also Flick It. Maybe there are more. Crunch, crunch.
have we ranked Bop It before?
Yeah, we just had a text, Timmy. Timmy, have we ranked Bop It before? But I accidentally didn't finish the word. Have we ranked Bop It before?
Have we ranked Bop It before?
Have we ranked Bop It before?
It's just funny.
So the Bop It...
Timmy.
Have we bopped it before? Timmy's like, I have so much to do. Timmy says maybe. Unhelpful. It's fine. The original Bop It is just twist it, bop it, pull it. That's it. Well, then also pass it.
Want to play a game that's really challenging?
Like what?
Like Bop It! It commands cool. You obey!
Bop It! Twist it! Pull it!
Bop Man, it. That looks easy!
Have it! Sure, it looks easy!
Bop It!
But it's not!
Because it goes, meh! When you pass it, it goes, meh!
Okay. Can you list them in the doc? It's Bop It, Twist It, Pull It, Pass It, Flick It.
We're not
it.
Doing
okay,
the Bop
the
It Extreme. No,
it?
We're not doing the Bop It Extreme. We're just doing bop
okay.
it, twist it, pull it, pass
I just
it.
Need to make sure I'm in my mind, I'm doing bop all it. The activities. Bop
twist it,
twist it,
pull it,
pull it,
pass it,
pass it.
Bop It's number one. Bop It's the okay. for sure.
Bop It is, I think the whoiest is pass it because like that actually is the one that like gags you. You're like,
you always forget the pass it is like, happening because you're so focused on the
where
bops.
Where do I pass it?
So it goes bop it, twist
okay.
it, pull
and
it,
I
pass
think,
it. That's it.
Wait, but that's from them
yeah.
to who?
Bop it, twist it, pull it, pass it. I feel like
so
I'm...
from who to them, it's pass it. You think twist it is who is them
absolutely.
Than pull it?
Twist it. Pull it is pull okay. it is weird.
Do you have a reason for that?
That's just...
You think pull
it's
it
just
is
the
weird.
First one that comes to mind. And it's the most interesting, okay. It's the most interesting sort of move. It requires like more motion with your wrist and stuff.
Have they ever done one that's like yell at it or something? Like it, because we can do like sound, like have they ever done one where it's like sound reacts to sound? That'd be cool, right?
Yeah, it's like D like, flat.
It's like
F sharp.
It's like, or like, scream. Like sing to it or like yell at
whisper.
It.
Whisper.
Chastise it. Yeah, yeah. Tell it you
passive
love
aggression.
It.
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That'd slur. Be so
no, right? No slur. No slur. Okay, no calling your vomit a slur. Okay.
Okay,
can
are
we
be done?
Done? Can we We're be done. Done, please?
Thank you for listening to another episode of Who's There, our weekly call-in show. Keep calling in at 619 Who Then Believe questions, comments, and concerns. Support us on patreon.com/WhoWeekly for bonus episodes, a Discord server, commentary tracks, newsletters, and more. We're talking about Eurovision. The episode's going to drop. We're going to try to drop it soon after we record it today.
We're doing a full episode. Eurovision rundown.
For the
ready.
Finals.
You're going to be ready. It's going to be out Friday. Ready for the finals on Saturday.
At like 3 p.m. Eastern. So subscribe on Apple Podcasts for that or at patreon.com/WhoWeekly. Thank you to Katie and Eric of the Who's for providing our Rita theme song on Mondays, Tuesdays. Thank you to Timmy, our research and editorial assistant, for researching and editorializing and answering questions like, have we ranked Bop It before? We'll see you on Tuesday. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
You will trailer. Yeah. 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 They want to know.
To be famous. Everywhere I'm looking now, I'm surrounded by your snatched waist. Annie, I can see your sleigh load. You know you're my Hathaway. You're serving but not showing whole. It's written up all over the place. Annie, I can feel your sleigh load. Not proud of Versace. Sleigh load, sleigh load, sleigh load. Slay load, slay load, slay load.
Hi, Bobby and Lindsay. I just want to say, I don't live in New York, but I stand in solidarity with the people in New York who somehow got the set it and forget it feature of gas pumps removed forever, because I am one of those people who set it and forget it. And then drove away, and then the hose came off, and there was gas leaking, and I had to pay a bunch of money. So it wasn't easy for them to fix. So I just think that, you know, with that knowledge, it can happen to everyone in New York and in Canada. Specifically for me, so I just think, you know, it's probably for the best, because I wouldn't wish that humiliation as a busy gas station on anyone. So, yeah, with that, Lindsay Podcaster.
Here's a game. Here's an idea for a game. Yacht or not? Scarjo Yummy Pop.